Tonight and tomorrow are Shmini Atzeret, and in actual fact, Simchat Torah is also Shmini Atzeret. The term Simchat Torah is a much later term, and Simchat Torah is simply the second day of Shmini Atzeret, as observed in Chutz La'aretz. But in any event, the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Chet Amud Aleph, says that Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo, that Shmini Atzeret is an independent Regel in its own right, Le'inyan Pazar Keshav, as far as six halachot are concerned. They're known as the halachot of Pazar Keshav, Pezayin Reish, and Kuf Shin Bet. What does Pazar Keshav stand for? Pei stands for pious, the lottery. Zman stands for Zayin stands for Zman. Reish stands for Regel. Kuf stands for Korban. Shin stands for Shir. And Bet stands for Bracha. So what do these dinim, what relevance do these dinim have? So pious means as terms as the lottery that was conducted in the Beit HaMikdash every day for the korbanot of the day. So as far as Sukkot was concerned, all 7 days of Sukkot are regarded as one unit, and the various mishmarot which didn't receive a korban in one day's sacrifices, they took precedence in the next day's sacrifices. But when it came to Shmini Atzeret, everything started again, and all the mishmarot, all 24 of the mishmarot, were regarded as equal in terms of the lottery to decide who would offer up the korbanot of the chag. As far as the Zman is concerned, the Zayin, that's referring to the bracha of Shechianu. On Shmini Atzeret, we say a bracha of Shechianu in Kiddush. Unlike the last Yom Tov of Pesach, the end of Pesach, that's not a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's just the seventh day of Pesach. So when we make Kiddush, we don't say Shechianu. But on Shmini Atzeret, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, and therefore the bracha of Shechianu is recited. The kuf is for korban. Sorry, the reish is for regel. So, in what sense do we mean that Shmini Atzeret is a regel in its own right? Rashi says it means it's not part of Sukkot. And though you sit in the sukkah on Sukkot, you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, unless, of course, you're in Chutz La'aretz when we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret because of Sveika D'Yoma. It's unclear, or once upon a time it was unclear whether this was Hoshana Rabbah or Shmini Atzeret. But as far as the Torah is concerned, as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif say, no, it's got a different meaning. It means that it's a regel as far as counting for Avelut is concerned. If a person loses a relative within 7 days of the beginning of Sukkot. So Sukkot, the onset of Yom Tov, cancels out the Shiva. So it's as if 7 days have gone already. And then there's 7 days of Sukkot through till Hoshana Rabbah. So it's as if 14 days have been observed. And then Shmini Atzeret is a regel in its own right. So that cancels out a further 7 days of the Avelut of Shloshim. And then there's only, after Simchat Torah, there's only 8 days left of the Shloshim, even though it might only be 15 or 16 days have actually been observed in practice. What's the kuf? The kuf is the korban, meaning that the sacrifice that was offered up in the Beit HaMikdash was independent of the sacrifices during the 7 days of Sukkot. 7 days of Sukkot, you had the all the parim, the shivim parim, which were offered up at various numbers on each day, descending at till on the seventh day Sukkot, seven parim, seven bullocks were offered up. So according on the previous day, eight, the previous day, nine, the previous day, ten, etc., etc. So according to this on Shmini Atzeret, there should be six bullocks offered up, but in actual fact it's a totally different korban. Only one bullock is offered up. Then we have the shir. The Rishonim explain this means the shir shel yom, the daily psalm. Again, it's not part of the sequence of psalms for Sukkot. Sequence of psalms for Sukkot all share have a shared theme. The shir shel yom for Shmini Atzeret is different. It's to do with the number eight. And then finally, we have the bet, which stands for bracha. According to Rashi, this refers to Birkat HaMelech, special blessing that the people gave to the king in Yerushalayim on the last day of the festival. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means that in the tefillah, we call it Shmini Atzeret, rather than calling it Sukkot. So that's the bracha, the brachot of the tefillah and Birkat HaMazon is called Shmini Atzeret rather than Sukkot. How exactly do we call it Shmini Atzeret? So there's actually a machloket as far as that's concerned. The Mechaber in Simon Tafresh Samachet Sif Aleph says that you call it Yom Shmini Chag Hatzeret Hazeh, this eighth day festival of Atzeret. And that's how the Levush paskens. The Prima Gadim tweaks it a little bit and says it should be Yom Shmini Chag Atzeret. So taking out the Ha Atzeret, but Chag Atzeret. And the Taz changes the order a little bit and says it should be Yom Shmini Atzeret Chag Hazeh. So this Chag is Shmini Atzeret. The Rama disagrees, Bichlal, and says that in actual fact we don't find in Tanakh that Shmini Atzeret is called a Chag. It's a regel maybe, but it's not a Chag, and therefore you shouldn't say Chag, it should be, just be Yom Shmini Atzeret Hazer. And you look in different Sidurim, different Machzorim, different things appear. But interesting, we've got there four formulations of exactly what should be said. What if by mistake one said Yom Chag HaSukkot Hazer? You've just got used to saying Sukkot now, and it just now trips off your tongue. So if you haven't finished the bracha, then you go back and correct it. But if you have finished the bracha, then the maskan, it's a machloket in the poskim, the maskan of the achronim is that in actual fact you're yotze with that, that in a certain sense, Shmini Atzeret is an extension or continuation of Sukkot, and therefore one is yotze with that. Ad kan, Chag Sameach.